It's been a series of television shows, I'm sure some of you have seen them, about these wilderness survivors. You know, they'll take these guys and they'll just drop them in the wilderness and leave them by themselves and see if they can survive for a certain period of time. There's one, I guess, that's going on in called Alone, where they're having a competition to see who could survive the longest out in the wilderness. I don't think I'd make it past 3 days myself, but I don't know. They eat some interesting things on those shows. But I was thinking, imagine if we were dropped out in the wilderness, just each individual one of ourselves. Imagine being dropped in the wilderness. And the person who throws us out of the plane with a parachute says, good luck finding your destination, here you go. And you're just dropped out in the wilderness. What would you do? You know, I think some people might just walk and walk and walk until they find a nice place. And if they can find a nice place, settle down there until their supplies run out. Some people might just wander aimlessly in circles. You know, they'll probably just get lost and end up wandering around. You know, some people might just stay where they are. They might panic and not know what to do and say, well, I'm just going to stay here until my supplies run out. You know, what would we do? What are the odds that you would find your destination? Like, what is the destination? Like, what are we looking for? God didn't tell me what the destination looks like. So the odds are pretty slim that we'd find the destination. Second scenario, imagine that you were dropped in the wilderness, but the person who sent you off said, here's where we're dropping you, here's a map, here's your destination, and here's a compass. At least you know where you're going. You know where you are, and you know where you're headed. One of the things that Pope Francis said when I was listening to his address when he addressed the Congress is he mentioned people, especially youth, who feel lost and disoriented in life. And I don't think it's just the youth. I think that there's a lot of people in our society, you know, across ages, across demographics, who just feel disoriented and don't know what their purpose is. And I imagine just being dropped in this world. To apply this analogy to where we are, imagine just being dropped in this world without any idea of why we're here and where we're going. It's no wonder that there's a lot of people who feel lost and confused or disoriented. You know, what are we heading towards? What are we doing here? And a lot of people, and we're not talking about a journey through the wilderness, we're talking about their lives. A lot of people just wander aimlessly through life, grabbing on to whatever seems good at the moment. Hey, this guy's funny, I'll hang out with him. Oh, drugs, okay, great, let's do that. You know, oh, here's a job that pays well, let's do that. People will wander through life without any sense of purpose. It's like someone being dropped in the wilderness without any idea where they're headed and where they are. And so many of us live that way, without any purpose. And especially people who are coming from broken families as the families fracture. You know, people are brought into this world and there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of suffering around them, and they're just confused. Our Catholic faith is the roadmap. And it shows us what the destination is. And people who don't have faith don't know where they're going. It's no wonder that as so many people in our society are losing their faith or who have abandoned Christianity, they feel disoriented. They don't know where they're going. And I think it's easy for people who are cradle Catholics to take that for granted. We know why we're here and we know where we're going. We have a sense of purpose. It's easy to take that for granted, but we shouldn't take for granted what an incredible gift that is. And we also need to realize that there's many people who have grown up in the Catholic Church, probably many in our midst right now, who don't see the full implications of the faith and don't understand that purpose. They may have grown up Catholic and they may come to Mass every Sunday, but that doesn't mean they understand what our purpose is in life and have really penetrated into the faith deeply. So what does our faith teach us? Well, our faith teaches us, first and foremost, that we are broken people. We're sinful. We have problems that we're in the need of healing for. That's where we are. But our destiny is eternal life with God in heaven. He desires to heal us and to purify us of all these imperfections and to lead us on a journey where we can obtain our inner dignity, which was lost, and one day come to the status of children of God and enter into our heavenly homeland, our destiny. Our Catholic faith shows us what the destination point is and where we are. And so a lot of people in our society will say that faith is irrelevant, or they'll think of the faith simply as just a set of intellectual beliefs. Okay, you believe in the Trinity, you believe in sacraments, you believe in these things. People don't realize that our faith gives us the very direction that we should live our lives. And if we let that faith penetrate, it's something that actually shapes the very decisions that we make in life. And so for a young person who's seeking direction in life, what does our faith give us? Well, our faith teaches us that if we turn to God in prayer, and the closer we come to God, the more clearly we'll see this, God has a purpose for each one of our lives, and He'll lead us. Whether He's leading us to start a family, whether He's leading us to a certain career path, whether He's leading us to give our lives to service of the church, He'll put us on a direction where we'll obtain happiness. There's a purpose. For a lot of people who are in the workforce, feel a sense of mediocrity. They just get up and they go to work every day and they're not sure why they're doing it. It just feels like a habit that drains them over time. What our faith does is it gives us a purpose and says, what I am doing at work has meaning. You know, God has put me here for a purpose. You know, for people who are suffering, that suffering can seem meaningless. And a lot of people suffer and don't see any purpose. But with our faith, we recognize that as Christ suffered on the cross, suffering can bring about great good. And so what our faith does is it gives meaning and purpose to our lives. It gives us a direction and gives us purpose. Life is better. Life is more meaningful and more fulfilling with faith. Without faith, we'll just be confused and disoriented and just grabbing on to whatever seems good at the time. But faith gives us direction in life. So I think it's important for us to penetrate deeper into the faith to the point where it's actually shaping our lives and to realize what a blessing it is to have faith. Without faith, we have no direction. We're just dropped in the wilderness of life, wandering around aimlessly. And so Moses says in the first reading, would that all of these people were prophets. Would that every single one of us could recognize our purpose for our creation and how important our faith is to that. Would that God's Spirit would be poured into every single one of our hearts so we have that direction and purpose. I want to apply this to what we're doing here at Mass today. Because a lot of people, you know, I sense, come to Mass out of routine, out of habit. And it's not very meaningful. You know, there's people, and it breaks my heart to think that there's people who have been coming to Mass for years, perhaps for their entire life, and they're just bored and they just zone out when they're here at Mass. I would do a show of hands, but I'm not sure I want to incriminate how many people have ever just been here and zoned out at Mass. I mean, I'm probably guilty of that on quite a few different occasions as well. But a lot of people feel that the Mass is irrelevant. And if Mass were just us coming here to recite prayers by memory, if we're, I believe in God the Father Almighty, if we're just reciting prayers and if we're just singing songs, I can see how you would think Mass is irrelevant. I wouldn't want to come to Mass either if that's all it was. But what is the Mass? The Mass is where our very Creator, Jesus Christ, descends from heaven on this altar to reach out to each one of us, to the depths of our hearts, to say, I am your Creator. I am the one who brought you into existence. And I am giving my life for you on the altar to purify you and to draw you to myself so that one day we can come together united in the glory of heaven in the banquet that will never end. The Mass isn't just a bunch of songs and rote prayers. The Mass is our very Creator reaching out to the depths of our hearts and calling us to eternity. It's an encounter with God Himself. And if each one of us could realize that when we come to Mass, we would be in tears. We would be crying out in adoration on our knees before our very Creator. The Mass is where our Creator comes to us and not only gives us the map and the compass, but pulls us along on our journey to eternity. He takes our hand, and as we walk with Him each week, He brings us closer to our destination. That's what the Mass is, and would that every single one of us in the pews would recognize the depth and the beauty of what the Mass is. The Mass isn't irrelevant. The Mass is the most important thing we could possibly do in our lives. Our lives only make sense when we see them in the light of our Creator. And would that every single one of us would realize that. Every single one of the saints in heaven has walked the path of the Eucharist. They've found their purpose in life right here at Mass. And every single one of us can do the same. And in the next life, the saints who right now are in the glory of heaven, they look back, and the most cherished memories they have in this world are the times they spent in the presence of the Eucharist. Would that every single one of us would recognize the depth and the importance of what we're doing here. We're on a journey. We've been dropped in the wilderness, and we can find our destination. And we'll find it when we find Christ here at Mass. So my challenge to each one of you today is to ask the question, do you want to find your destination? And if so, that requires a commitment to the Mass. And there's going to be times where we come to Mass each week and we don't feel anything. And there's going to be other times where we're overwhelmed with consolations and spiritual graces. But to push through the dry times and to stay committed to Mass, plunging deeper and deeper into the Mass, and I guarantee you that at the end of your life, you'll find your destination. So my challenge to you is ask you the question, do you want that purpose and that meaning in life, and do you want to find that destination? If so, make the commitment in good times and in bad, in times of consolation and times of desolation, to penetrate more deeply into the Mass.